Right. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
I just heard something about going to Australia. You going to Australia, April?
I'm going to Australia. I'm going to host a retreat out there.
Honestly? Or are you kidding?
No, it's just throwing stuff out there. That's more of a, you know, I'm closing up the studio, in Laurel. My business partner is going to keep it. So we're sitting down and talking on Monday, and so it's just kind of creating what's the next vision. How do I want to proceed
from
here?
Do you want to talk about this at all or no?
I'm open to that. I probably need a push. I'm feeling like, and I know what you're gonna say, but I want to do something add a little to this, the in-home personal training stuff. So I was looking at becoming a massage therapist or acupuncture, and I would love to go to yoga training. But I'm thinking the yoga training is just for me, really.
Okay, hold on. Well, you just said something. You said you know what I'm going to say, so I'm curious. What is that?
You're going to say, what can you do right now that you don't have to go out and spend more money for an education? You've got enough education right now.
Wow, I would say that. I'm pretty smart. I was going to say that.
You are.
I'm impressed.
You are
going to
say that.
Wow. From now on, guys, I'm not going to be on the calls. I want you just to go knowing what I would have said, okay? Well, who else is here? Is Tasso here? Tony?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm only going to be here for like another 20 minutes, though. So.
Okay. Well, let's make the best of those 20 minutes. Who else? I know there's six of you.
Tammy.
I'm here.
Tammy? Who was that? I heard Tammy, and then I heard another voice that I didn't catch.
Hey, Patrick?
Patrick?
Yep, I'm here.
And is there someone else? Jason?
Hey.
All right, well, I think we have a couple more who aren't saying anything, and we should have more coming. So we'll spend a few minutes talking to April, if that's okay with April, and you could stop me at any time. But I will tell you, I'm a little surprised, I guess is the word. I'm a little surprised. You're walking away from the studio that you wanted, right?
It was the stepping stone to doing retreats. It wasn't...
Okay, and that doesn't surprise me. That's not the part that surprised me. But it was a stepping stone, and now you're walking away, right?
Right.
Who's got a lot of noise? Somebody sounds like they're doing something. They're very busy. If you could hit star six, whoever that is.
That's me. I'll get star six. Sorry.
Okay. Hey, Tony, give me fair warning before you leave, okay, just so I can cover things while you're here that I want to cover. Okay, so I think the question is, if it's a stepping stone, right, let's go to the metaphor of creative tension. You're going up the escalator. Your ultimate dream, which you don't know what it is right now because it's just going to develop and develop and develop, is all the way at the top of the escalator. So along the escalator are these milestones, and you're hitting milestones, so you can call it a stepping stone. So you wanted your studio. You were looking up the escalator. I don't know how I'm going to get it. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I want a studio. And then you got it, and then that felt really good, right? And now you're moving past it. That's the way you're looking at this. You're moving past it. And what lays beyond it? Maybe yoga, maybe things that are just kind of a little more April, right? But when you look back at this milestone, what did it bring you? That's what I want to know. What did it actually bring you, rather other than experience? You know, I'll tell you this. I am conducting a Be Better group right now. And we're only in the first month. And I have four personal trainers, two MDs, I want to say 12 chiropractors, and then there's an acupuncturist and there's a health coach. So that's the current Be Better group. And then there's this one woman who's in the group, who doesn't quite know what she is because she became a chiropractor and she just hated the fact that she wasn't really helping people, even though she still believes in chiropractic. She just felt like the system, it wasn't allowing her to really help people. The right people weren't coming to her. So she became a neurotherapist, some neuro something, that she actually worked to look at brain function when somebody was put under in the emergency room. I forgot what it was called, but she moved into the more conventional medical field. She stayed with that for 5 years, and she really missed chiropractic, so now she's moving into functional medicine. So you look at those as stepping stones. But the reality is, when she really takes a hard look at them, she sees them as failures. Looking back, she sees them as failures. And I think the reason is, and we're going to get past it, and she's going to do something great. So I'm very excited to have her in the group. But the reason I'm mentioning that is because you move past the milestone and you hope that it has leveraged you upward. But when you look back sometimes, you go, I missed on that one. I really missed on that one. So I think the question becomes, because when you're caught up in it, April, as you are now, meaning that, you know, you feel somehow the tension, the emotional tension outweighs the creative tension. There are things about it that bother you. And all this is perfectly normal and reasonable. And you're kind of in this tug of war going, maybe it's not really for me. Maybe I learned some things. Maybe it's time to move past this. But I think all the time, energy, effort, and attention that you gave to this, it should give you something. So the part that surprises me is the walking away. Not that you're moving past it, but there's a different concept than walking away. And that's finding the juice from it, finding the benefit from it, and then moving on. So to just walk away and give it to your partner, who was really the lesser of the energy force, she was a source of your attention, and you're giving it to her after everything you put into it, now thinking, now I'm going to go spend more money on more education. This is a part of the plight of the altruist. This is a part of the struggle of the personal trainer, the chiropractor, the naturopath, the acupuncturist, the Chinese medicine person, the person who wants to help others above all. Is they forget about the part that says, how do I benefit from this? They forget about that part. And that's where I see you, April. I don't know if you see it that way now. I just want to make sure you don't see it that way in the future. So I think if we spend a little time, not today, but maybe on the next call, really exploring what could this bring you, I think there are answers. And those answers, by the way, will have monetary value. So if it's just negative and you just want it out of your life, that's different. But if you're saying, okay, I'm finished with it, then let's look at it and say, how did this serve me, and what will I leave here with? I know Jared isn't on the call today. He hasn't been with us in a while. But Jared called me in a panic one day because the building that he was renting space in for his personal training studio was being sold, and they sent him a letter saying, you got to move. And he had to shut down his business, and he was in a panic. He goes, I can't believe it. What am I going to put my clients? What am I going to do? And I said, Jared, let's calm down. Let's think about it. You signed a lease. You signed a five-year lease. I believe it was 5 years. So you owe them money, but the reason that you paid them is so that you can build your business. So in essence, if they're cutting you short on the lease, they owe you the money they're preventing you from making. So the nice part of that is Jared wound up walking away from that studio with enough money to move to Tampa, Florida, and open a new studio. So all that changed was his perspective. It was, oh, no, I have to leave, and then it became, well, I can benefit from this. And April, I see something similar here. I see that sort of, I made a decision, I'm done, I'm giving it to my partner, where I really think if you spend some time with any business consultant, doesn't have to be me, but any business consultant, they would help you find a way to leverage the work that you put in. Because to give it to the partner who was failing you will feel like a failure one day, I fear. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can anybody else speak to that just as an outsider? Because I know when you're in it, you know, you're kind of driven by emotion. But the emotion to walk away, this is very different than if you had a job and a bad employer, right? Then I'd say walk away. Like if you're showing up for work and your employer's abusing you and you're underpaid, I say walk away. But if it's something that grew and developed out of your energy, your mindset, your thoughts, your actions, then aren't you entitled, truly entitled, to some sort of reward? Anyone else? Tony, I'm curious what you think, being a studio owner.
Yes. You definitely created value. If there's a revenue stream that's going on,
if you leave, you've discounted everything that you've grown, everything you've provided. Because in essence, let's say she goes and she becomes a huge success, that's going to be based upon the energy that you put into it, especially if you were the fire plug.
And even if she doesn't become a huge success, even if it pays her bills for the next 5, 10, 20 years, that's a result of what you brought.
Even if it failed miserably, it doesn't make a difference. The reason that she's able to have some type of entity has to do with the value that you brought.
So, April, it's again, it's a part of the, I said, the plight of being the altruist, of having a big heart, and really being in this to help others. I never want to take that away. That's my heart as well. So I never want to take that away. But if you don't realize the other side of it, if you don't realize there has to be a reception for you to give, you have to take something to give. And what you hope happens is you create so much more light with the light you receive that you help lots of people, but you never look back and say, I got screwed on that deal. So if it's possible for you, and I don't know if it is, I would slow down. I would give this 45 days for you to, you know, make a real decision. And if you want to talk privately, I would. If you want to continue it on the next call, I would. And if you want to reach out to someone else for help, I won't be offended. But I do feel like, I should say, I feel an apprehension that you may be making a mistake. Not in leaving, but in leaving the way you plan on leaving. What do you think?
Okay, yeah. probably. I don't. Okay.
it's a matter of not recognizing your own value.
You're right. I mean, I see it in the fact that people are still leaving. people aren't staying. They don't. The personal training clients that I've gotten from there, and they're not paying much, but they don't trust my business partner.
So, okay, let's think about this. Let's think about this for a minute, okay? Let's say that I open a store and I sell the best ice cream cakes in the world. And people come because they love my ice cream cakes. Love them. And then I bring in a business partner. And I say, here's how we do it. Here's how we make the cakes. Everybody's going to come in because they love the cakes. And my business partner is just a little lazy and doesn't like to use the same ingredients. It doesn't quite make them look the same. It doesn't give people as much. And then people start leaving because they're going, this place isn't what it used to be, not what it used to be. And then rather than me identify, I go, you know what? I'm going to leave it to my business partner. That's what you're doing.
I understand that. And mm-hmm. At the same time, I really want to raise a family. So
good.
My goal, my whole reason for this is shifted. And so I don't want to put forth the effort that it's going to take in order to make this thing really a success.
You don't have
to. And
you've already put forth the effort.
Right, I have.
I'm just saying there's a way for you to benefit at this point monetarily, and I don't mean $1 million monetarily, but, you know, 15 to 20 years ago, maybe, I did some continuing education programs for some of the certification agencies. I still get checks every month. Not huge checks, but I still get checks every month from something I did 20 years ago. And I have a lot of little things like that because I started to learn to leverage. I started to learn that if I'm going to do something today, I want to make sure that I get the juice out of it. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not asking you to come in and fix it. I'm just saying giving it, especially giving it to the partner who played some role in bringing it down, is you missing out on the recognition of and the reward for your value. So here's what I'm just going to ask you to think about it, because you might just hang up and go, he's an asshole. He's pushing me. I don't want to be pushed. Then really, that's never my intention.
Right.
But I just want you to, you know, make the right decision and just consider an outside perspective, because I'm telling you, and again, we'd have to brainstorm it. I can't tell you just here's what you do. But just like with the Jared situation, you're ready to walk, but maybe if we rethink it, there's an opportunity here. Did you make some videos in that studio?
A couple, yeah.
Do you still have that relationship where you can make videos?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any reason you can't sell those videos as digital downloads?
I don't know as those, but...
Well, you made some new ones. Is there any reason that you couldn't do that? Just shoot some videos in the studio.
Yeah. absolutely not. Yeah.
And would your business partner own any piece of that?
No.
I'm just throwing that out there. That's one of 20,000 ideas of how you can leverage your energy and your efforts.
Okay.
What is the name of the studio?
Empowered to Move You. Empower to Move You.
Empowered with a two, the number two?
Yeah, it's Empower, yeah, to Move You. It's just a you, not
Y. And that was your creation?
That was ours. Mine's Empowered to Move.
Okay. All right, so let me know, okay? Just really kind of sit on this or throw it away, whatever you want. But if you do want to talk some more, I'd be happy to.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. All right, here's what I really want to talk about. Not that I didn't want to talk about that, but here's what I want to talk about today.
Yeah, Phil, I got about 5 minutes.
Okay, good, 5 minutes. So, Tony, stay unmuted, even if there's noise, okay? Because I want you for this part. We're heading into that time of year that has always been just a marketing miracle for me. It just always was. And while everyone else cried, you know, we're in the holiday season, we can't make any money, I had landmark months in November and December. And part of it was running that 12 days of fitness promotion. I mean, that was just tremendous for me in my health clubs, my personal training business, everything I did. And another great thing was the marketing hook that I started using now before we got to Thanksgiving. And that marketing hook was always eat more during the holidays and lose weight. It was so powerful because it was the opposite of what everybody else was thinking. Everybody else was thinking, it's the holidays, I'm going to get fat, I have to wait till January. And I'm saying, don't wait till January. Oh, by the way, you're going to eat. I'm not going to stop you from eating. So that's the hook. Now, of course, the explanation would get into detail about supportive eating and speeding metabolism, and there are only, you know, at most 8 meals of gluttony. So I had that whole pitch down, but it was the hook of the headline, eat more during the holidays and lose weight. So all of you could benefit from this time of year. However, I'm noticing that more and more and more people, when I started doing it, nobody had that hook. But now I'm seeing it. You know, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing supplement companies start to market toward the holidays. Take this before your turkey and be lean and ripped. You know, I'm starting to see those where they're suggesting that you can lose weight during the holidays. Diet programs that allow for the meals. So now I think it's time to go the complete other direction. And I was hoping we could brainstorm it a little, but I don't know if we have enough people here, especially with Tony leaving. So we might have to save this for the next call. But the marketing hook, the marketing language that I'm going to use, and this is, by the way, with my functional medicine doctors, is everyone's going to tell you you can get fit and lose weight during the holidays, and they're all full of shit. Now, those won't be the exact words, but that's the message. So I'm flipping. And the reason I'm flipping is because now everybody's kind of followed. They're all starting to do that. So I want to do the opposite. So think about the beauty of this hook. When they see your ad or your article or your email or your tweet or your text or whatever it is that you put out there that says, beware, people, companies, advertisers are about to lie to you. They're going to tell you could lose weight or get fit during the holiday season. It's a massive lie. At the very least, the curiosity will drive them to go the next step. Touch, compel, capture, thrill. So we're getting into compel. So, Tony, while you're here, I'm going to put you on the spot just because I know you have 2 minutes left. Can you think of any specifics, and that's what I hoped to do today, is go through the specifics that we could use individually. If you guys want to work together, you can. But it's a great time to get on the radio, to do seminars, to do talks, to market to your email list, to send your newsletter using this very powerful hook. I'm going to promise you it'll work. I'm promising you it'll work because I've tested it. It will work. But now you got to come up with the specifics. I don't want to feed them to you because I want it to be you. So there are lots of ways you can spin this. So the message is, don't fall for the shit you're going to hear about losing weight over the holidays. Tony, can you think of an example? Like if you were to write an article, people will tell you X.
People will tell you to take a pill. People will tell you to eat a certain food. People will tell you all kinds of lies in order to get your money. And at the same time,
your results will be the exact opposite of what you're looking for.
Okay, and now after you finish that thought, now the flip is there is a way to lose weight and get fit during the holidays. Give me a teaser about what that way is that makes Tony different.
A teaser? So there is a way.
Yeah, in other words, you don't want to give away the farm. So
right.
What can you say? There is a way.
Mm-hmm.
Science has shown, my experience
right.
has shown, my clients
right.
have found for the last 20 years, I've been showing people, you know,
right.
what is the flip side?
But the truth is that there's a secret process, a secret formula, that when put to action can provide exactly what you're looking for. But
okay. Okay,
you won't
don't know but.
I'm convinced.
Yeah, you don't have to, because you did that already. So you don't need the but, because but now kind of makes them go, now what, right?
Gotcha.
Then it's the
gotcha.
Action. Then it's the action. So that's what you're doing. You're giving the beware. You're giving them enough so when they see it, they go, this is what Tony was warning me about. You know, here's the ad. Look at this on TV. They're telling me I can get fit during the holidays. I better check out what Tony's got. I'm promising you guys, if you do this right, it will drive people to you. If you can compel and capture them, that's on you. I can't do that for you. But it will drive people to you. This is also a time of the year that you might, and I never suggest this except this time of year, you might create a $1,500 ad budget if you can figure out what the return needs to be for you to break even and then make some money. $1,500 on social media, some local small circulation publications to your demographic. This is a really good time to put that message out. You like, Tony?
I like the idea. I mean, it sounds like it could definitely be compelling.
Okay, good. Hey, April, if you were to do this, and Tony, if you have to go, anytime you need to. I'd love for you to stay, but if you got to go, it's okay. April, if you were to do this, what would you sell? What would you direct them to at this point? Like, what is your product that you're offering that makes you money?
Nothing. Personal training.
Okay. Well, hold on. Which is it? Is it nothing or is it personal training?
I guess it's the personal training.
Why the tentative? So is part of it you don't like personal training anymore?
No, it's the travel, it's the work. It's the all my hours get used up for that, and I don't have anything left for anything else.
Okay. What do you not have time for? Is it for the education that you want?
Education, dating, doing nothing. reading.
Okay. Education, dating, doing nothing, reading, brainstorming. All important. When I tell people to make up their ideal calendar, by the way, I tell them to put those things in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we tend to go in extremes, right? So when we feel, man, I remember when I was promoted for Bally's, and they made me a national director, and they moved me up to Akron, Ohio, and I really did work a lot of hours. And, you know, I'd go on one-day trips, I'd get on a plane, and then I'd come back, or sometimes I'd have to drive into Pittsburgh, and I'd come back that same day. And then we'd run these programs for the new hires. And one day I was leaving at 4 o'clock. And I don't know that he was my boss or supervisor at the time, said to me, where are you going? And I go, I'm going to go to the gym. I haven't worked out in 2 weeks. And he goes, why? I said, why? Because I need to work out. I mean, this is kind of the heart of what I do. He goes, you're here to work. And then I started to think about why all the executives were out of shape at that time for that company. And it really offended me. So I started going so far the other direction that I started thinking, and ultimately I did, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to start my own personal training company. I want to be my own boss. I remember going through that process. But really, it went from one extreme to the other. When all I really needed was to carve out about 90 minutes a day for my exercise session. So years later, when I got better at creating my own calendar, I made those things unbreakable appointments. They were priority. They were the same priority as a client. It was just the client was me. So again, April, I'd ask you to put things in perspective, because here's what, at the very least, being that you are a personal trainer, you've established that position, you make money from it, Maybe it's time you get a, even a higher-end client. Maybe it's time you charge more. Maybe it's time you insist the only clients you'll take are the ones who can fit into a certain time frame. But ultimately, while I know it's not first and foremost in your hierarchy of happiness, I want to see you make a lot of money because it gives you the freedom you want. Not all by itself, but it's a part of it. You know, and I remember you coming from a place where you just you didn't have money, you know, and you kind of needed that. So now I want to see you have the money so that's no longer an issue. So you could customize this to say, who am I aiming for? You know, maybe that's it. Maybe you say, I'm only taking on clients. Can you finish that in a way that would make you feel good? I'm only taking on clients who... I'll start it. Will pay me $150 an hour. What else?
And fit into a Tuesday, Thursday schedule.
Okay. So would that make you happy? And live within a...
a 10-mile distance radius.
There you go. Now, you can actually market on Facebook to that radius.
Right.
And you can also market on Facebook to an affluent clientele who would be able to afford that, assuming they're in that radius. That I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can come up really with the specifics, again, of what you want, not just what you don't want, but what you really want, now's a great time to get it because I'm telling you, people are very responsive if you hit them the right way. Otherwise, they're not responsive until January. And the problem with January is every single company uses that New Year's resolution hook. So I'm saying this to me was always the sweet spot. This time of year was always a sweet spot because nobody marketed it effectively. It was the time for people who sell Christmas gifts to make money, you know, not people in the fitness industry. And I learned to reverse that. So here's what I'm telling you. You can really benefit from this time of year. And knowing now that many fitness entities have learned the hook, lose weight during the holidays, why get fat, they show Santa on a treadmill, I'm saying go the opposite. Beware. Don't fall for it. It's a warning. It's a warning that people need to notice. So if you can find a publication that targets the clientele you want to go after, it's worth running a small ad in there. Maybe it's worth paying for the back page. You know, I'm just suggesting things that you guys can do to maximize this time of year because now's the time to look at it. All right? So I don't mean to pick on you, April. Who else is here? Tammy. Tammy. Tammy has left, or she's on mute. Let me see how many people are here. Doesn't seem like crap today. Okay, who else is out there? I know how many of you are out there. Who else is out there? Patrick?
All right, I'm here. Sorry, I couldn't get my phone down.
Oh, okay.
Yep, so, I'm here.
Okay, good. So, Tammy, can we go to you for a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Do you understand the hook here? The hook is... everybody's going to tell you they can get you fit during the holidays. They're lying. That's the hook. And it's got to come in the form of almost a consumer warning, you know, almost like when they had, when there's, Tammy, you live in Florida, you've seen like those weather warnings come across the screen when you're watching a TV show, right? It's almost like that kind of emotion, you know, beware. They want to take your money. They want to fool you. They want to trick you. And again, you're not going to use those words, but you're going to say lots of companies, marketers, and advertisers will tell you they can get you fit or get you to lose weight during the holidays. They're lying. How can you kind of continue on with that if you're writing a story or doing an interview and somebody goes, hey, Tammy, we saw your message here and it says that everybody's lying if they're talking about losing weight during the holidays. Why do you say that? Can you answer it?
I didn't think about it.
All right, this will be good for you. Okay. Tammy, you've dealt with cases of weight loss resistance, right?
Right.
And you understand, although you don't have to be a scientist, but you do understand that it is often because of endocrine changes and cellular changes, right?
Right.
Some of that comes from toxins, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So if you take the average person who's dealing with weight loss resistance, and maybe you get even more specific, maybe it's women over 40 who deal with weight loss resistance, none of the things that will be offered to them over the holidays will work. This is a really powerful message, because at the very least, it's creating curiosity, because you're going to say, except for one thing. And in the promotion, the ad, the Facebook post, whatever it is, you're not going to tell them what the one thing is. You're going to urge them to contact you. So using that as the framework, when somebody calls you, can you answer that? Tell me, what do you mean everybody's lying?
Let me think. I have to say that traditional ways don't work, and this is why.
What are traditional ways, though? Like, what are they going to actually see? Like, if I said to you, if you said to me, I'm going to Mexico, and I said, Tammy, be really careful, because in Mexico, mm-hmm. anyone who's wearing yellow is carrying a knife and wants to kill you. Okay? Just imagine that I say that. You will notice every single person in yellow and fear them, correct?
Yeah.
So this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to say everyone who's coming at you making the claim they're going to get you fit or lose weight during the holidays is lying. They're going to notice them, and that's what we want. They're going to go, oh, look at this. There, that's what Tammy was talking about. Look at this. But now they're not going to be compelled to take the step because they know it's a lie, but they don't know the alternative. So that's the magnetic pull to you. But when they come to you, you can't say, I'm going to teach you to eat right and exercise, because that's not the secret, right? There's got to be something, some way. And this is an exercise. I don't mean to put you guys on the spot, but I want you to think it through with me, because if I just give it to you, you'll take it as a script. But if you can get it conceptually, I promise you'll get as much business as you want if you're willing to market this way. So what might you say if I say, hey, Tammy, I saw your post on Facebook, and sure enough, I'm seeing lots of offers. You know, if I buy this product, I'm going to lose weight, or this weight loss center, I'm going to lose weight, or join this gym, I'm going to lose weight. But I know they're lying to me because you told me, but what's the truth? Not getting it?
I am. I mean, I know what you're saying. I just have to think about how I would approach it. What I would say, and I'm just trying to think. I don't know. I mean,
okay,
go ahead.
No, you go.
Well, because I'm getting the biofeedback, so I would love to promote that.
Okay.
And to be able to see what's going on the inside, instead of, you know, and be able to coach them more on, you know, it's not just about going and exercising and eating the right amount of protein, starchy carbs, and fibrous carbs, because you may have food sensitivities, or, you know, and you're not losing weight because of that, or you have thyroid issues or whatever. Not that I want to diagnose them, but I have a different
way. Okay, but here it is. See, that's it. That your hook lies in that. And if you invest a little thought time in this, you'll come up with what we would call a campaign, where it is a consistent message you use between now and January 1st. And I'm not creating it for you. It's what you guys already do. I just want you to get comfortable with presenting it as the opposite of what everyone else does. So, Tammy, you just mentioned some things, and these are all a big part of it. You're going to go, look, there are diet centers that are going to tell you if you just cut calories during the holiday, it's okay for you to eat on Christmas. What they're failing to take into account is much of the weight loss resistance, which is likely what you're suffering with based on what you described, comes from gluten and processed sugars. And if you're eating those foods, regardless of the number of calories you take in, you are perpetuating the weight loss resistance. So they're lying to you. They're going to get you to lose a few pounds in a given week, but long term, you're going to be worse off. You know. So this is what I want you to do in Tammy speak. I want you to kind of understand that people are really confused. So if you give them that, they'll go, oh, then I definitely don't want to go to a diet program, right? And you've just shut off that as an option. You might even, in some cases, be honest enough to go, listen, I want you to enjoy the holidays. And what we will do during the holidays is we're going to use my biofeedback system. We're going to get a real understanding of what's going on inside you. I'm going to help you balance some things out, and that will start to offset some of your weight loss resistance, we hope. But if you say to me, Tammy, I want to enjoy the holidays, I'm still going to have my alcohol and my eggnog, I wouldn't stop you. I would just say, let's get your body fully prepared so when January comes around, man, you just start to move and progress. You know, it's just that honest conversation that they go, Tammy's different. It can be a discussion about GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
It can be, you know what? Lots of foods are sold at the wholesale level for this time of year. And between the dairy industry and the meat industry and agriculture, they can't make stuff fast enough if they rely on God. So they genetically modify things. So if you fall into that trap, here's what genetically modified foods can do to your system, and here's how it impacts weight loss resistance. What I will teach you is how to cleanse those out of your body, how to stop those toxins. All it is somebody going, wow, she knows her shit and she's different than everything else I've heard. Tammy is the vehicle to get me where I want to get to. So if you're just out there doing your talks and doing what you normally do, that's fine, but here's the opportunity to stand out. Call everyone else a liar. Is it ethical? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is, if you believe that they're telling lies. And by the way, if you say that and they go, hey, what about this doctor? This doctor, and he's telling the truth, and you go, oh, yeah, well, he's telling you the truth. I mean, you have to be honest. But most of the marketing is about how to drive money, not how to get people well. You know, I'll share something that I'm hesitating because this call is being recorded, but I did sign a confidentiality letter some years ago. But I'll share it with you guys. There was a time, I'll leave out the company name. There was a time that I worked for a major company as a consultant, and they hired a new CEO. They were a nutrition company, and they hired a new CEO, and they hired him from Nabisco. So he was a upper-level executive for Nabisco, and they brought him in to work with this particular company that manufactured lots of nutritional supplements. And we had a meeting. It was a pretty intense meeting because there were a lot of arguments about what should be done and what should be marketed. And part of the difficulty was the highest quality products that were being put together had to be pulled, because the cost to manufacture them was too high. So the scientists and the researchers and the biochemists who designed these products, they were offended. They said, man, you paid us to create the products that really work. We've got the science to back it up. But the problem was, if you go into a GNC and this great product is on a shelf for $72, and right next to it on the same shelf is another product for $34, and it says it does the same thing, even if it doesn't, which product will they buy? So they would outprice themselves. They go, yeah, we hit it, we figured it out, but it's just too expensive. And I think if you watch Shark Tank, you'll see a lot of that. You know, where somebody's got a great product idea, and they go, what does it cost you to make? What is your profit margin? They go, nope, I'm out. So in this meeting, this former CEO, this former executive, the present CEO, former executive from Nabisco, said to me, the food companies are not in the business of making good food. They are in the business of creating addiction. Think about that. The food companies are not in the business of making good food. Now, if you ask the average consumer, what business is Kraft in? What business is Nabisco in? They go, I'm making food. Do they want to make bad food? No, they want to make good food. No, they don't care. It's not even on their agenda to make good food. They want to make it good enough so nobody shuts them down. But it's about creating addiction. I found that really interesting. So understand now, all of those marketers who are marketing to this very gullible American fat market right now are in the business of taking money from their pockets. That's the business they're in. They're not in the business of getting people lean or slim or well. They're not. Are there a handful who are? Yes, but you need to stand out. Tammy, does that help, or is this just like, I wish she'd stop talking to me, I don't want to do this, I know what I'm doing, I'm making fun, I'm having fun with the oils, I don't care about this?
No, I like it. It's good.
Do you run ads? Have you run ads in a while?
No, I do, just maybe a little bit on Facebook, but I haven't done much lately.
How's the mayor looking these days?
Good. I got a lot of people's face. I put it, he got reelected, so he showed up at that next morning for his workout, which he had planned to come in a little bit later, but he was, I guess, on a high and already up at that time.
Okay,
anyway,
so if we drew a boundary around the city,
uh-huh,
and we just randomly went up to somebody and said, who's the mayor, would they know?
Yes.
So there are a lot of people who know who he is, right?
Yeah.
More people who know who he is than know who you are, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So use that. Leverage it. Unless there's a reason you can't, with his permission, I know you have pictures with him, I would say something like, there's a secret behind the success. I mean, they all know he got elected, so there's kind of the assumption, right? There's a secret people don't know about his success.
Well,
that's the kind of stuff. Go ahead.
I got a lot of private messages on Facebook, like the guy that's running for sheriff and some other guys I know. They're like, oh, that's the secret. That's the secret how he got so fit, because he was always overweight. So, like he said, he's been healthier in his 50s than he has his whole adult life. So it was funny because I've never promoted that, and I don't really go around touting that for privacy reasons. But
you shouldn't, which is why it's such great leverage now.
Right.
If you did it all the time, it wouldn't be leverage, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I wouldn't even put you in the picture if he'll allow it. I would put him in the picture.
Right.
And I wouldn't even say anything about fitness or weight loss. I would say there's a little known secret about his success. And then, well, you know, when they click on it or open it up, depending on where you run the advertisement, there's you. You're the secret, right? And here's why. And you, whatever you want, I can't give you words, but it can be about how his weight loss changed his confidence led to the energy he had to conduct his campaign. I mean, again, you can spin it any way you want. Now you attract a list, and that's the list you market to, saying lots of people, I want to warn you, right? I'm the mayor's secret. Remember who I am here, right? I'm like the CIA. I'm the behind the scenes who knows what's really going on. And I want to warn you, they're lying to you. They're lying to you. They're trying to get your money. And I, the secret of the mayor, will help you. You can really leverage that this time of year, this year. So, you know, after we finish this call, I don't know how many of you, or if you're listening to the recording, I don't know how many of you will actually go forward with this. So I'd encourage you to email me and let me know, because I'll help you with these things if you want. You can tell I'm excited about it, because every single year, this time of year, I can grow any fitness business. But you got to be willing to do it. It doesn't happen by accident. If you just kind of do what everyone else does, you're going to have an okay November. You're going to make excuses in December, going, I don't know, he has to go on vacation. Yes, he has a party. No, he can't train tonight. And then you're going to look forward to January. I'm telling you, if you want, you could have 20 new clients by January. Patrick, what about you? Is this resonating with you?
Oh, yeah, I love it. This is great. Right up my wheelhouse.
So what are you selling? In other words, if you're going to run an ad now, what is the end? What do you want them to do? Like they go, yeah,
personal
Patrick,
training.
I believe you.
Personal training.
Where are you training 100%. People?
At a World Gym. World Gym, or if they live in like building properties, I'll train them at their gym. Like when you have a gym in their building property.
Okay, but you're contracting with a World Gym?
Yeah. Yeah, I just
what do you pay
per client?
So oh, that's a nice
I'm
deal.
Member, yeah, it's great. So it's $100 for 3 months, for as long as I'm a member. And then I go in and just pay $10 for each client to come in. Or,
and does the client have to buy a membership?
No, they don't. It's just the day pass, basically. It's all you're paying for. So if they wind up signing up at World Gym, then I don't have to pay anything. They're just paying them. It's great. I mean, it's a hardcore gym with all the bodybuilders and all that stuff there, but. It's great. It's good.
That's a nice
it's a good
deal.
Deal. It's a great
Where
deal,
would
yes.
you do a consultation?
That's the challenging part. I miss doing the orientations and consultations. When I first meet with a client, I'll go to their place. basically, you know. Their place, their house or apartment, or if they live in a building prop, they go to the clubhouse, go to the room upstairs. You know, I can do my measurements all that private. And I go over the nutrition. And
good. The reason I ask that is because as soon as they hear World Gym, there are lots of people who will just not show up.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're just thinking it's a hardcore gym, it's a pitch, you're going to try to sell a membership.
Right.
But if you don't talk about where you'll train them and you just talk about where you'll do the consult, paid, by the way, right? You're not doing free.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%,
right?
Yes.
Okay. I think you can get a whole lot of consultations in November.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite.
And more in December.
I like that, Matt. I like this message. That's great.
Are you up for running a couple of ads?
Yeah, I've never run ads. A friend of mine was telling me about that on Facebook, where you could do a target. You could target everything, like you were just saying. Like
you know, I want you to hear, though, what I said. This is the only time of year I would encourage you to do an ad.
Okay.
Only
right.
If you have a message that's different than everyone else, because it's an opportunity to stand out. Any other time of year, I believe advertising for a personal trainer is a flushing money down the toilet. This is the only time of year that if you're strategic, it can pay for itself tens, hundreds of times over.
Okay.
And I think reasonably, $1,500 investment. And the reason is you got to try a few little different venues. You can't rely on one. Because if you're doing a publication that you've never advertised in, you have no form of reference, you have to hope the right person sees the ad in the right frame of mind on the right day. You have no control over that. So it's a good idea to do that. Maybe experiment with Facebook ads or Google AdWords. And if you've never done that, you know, find somebody who has. You don't need the greatest advertising company in the world anymore. There are lots of kids right out of college now who really understand Facebook marketing, social media marketing. So if you explore a little bit and ask some people, you'll find people. And $1,500 is a good enough number. If it returned a consistent income of $6,000 more a month, that would be a really good investment, right? So you can't keep this going. If you get a good return, you can't do this again in January. It's not going to work because there's going to be too much noise. That's why now is the perfect time.
Right.
All right. Any questions at all? If not, you know, we'll wrap it up today. Those of you who are listening to the recording who aren't with us live, I'm encouraging you to send me emails or even set up a time that we can talk, because if this compels you, I want you to do it. And I think you know me well enough to know if I'm telling you that strongly to do it, I know that it works. But it's up to you to compel them. So I can help you get them to you, then it's on you to get them through the funnel and into your stable. So any questions about this at all? Usually I can tell how things are being received. I can't tell at all with you guys today. I really can't. I feel like by calling you forward, you know, I put some of you on the spot maybe. My intention is to share with you a marketing idea that I think companies that I've consulted with that would pay me as much as $30,000 would benefit from. So that's how much I think of the virtues of this marketing approach. And I'm telling you, I'm doing it, but I'm doing it with functional medicine. I'm not doing it in the fitness field right now. So I've got kind of my eyes set on something different for 2016. So I'm giving you guys this. I hope that you're receiving it, and I hope that you want to pursue it. If you do, I'm making myself available to you. Okay? Any thoughts, comments, questions from anybody?
Hey, Phil, I just found this one that Orlando Fit Body Bootcamp just posted. It says, they paid for it because it's sponsored. It says, huge opportunity. We are looking for 13 ladies to undergo a 28-day holiday belly burn transformation challenge. Do you live in Central Florida? We'll follow a flexible nutrition plan to quickly burn fat. You are not required to skip any delicious meals. If you answer yes to the above questions and you fit the criteria to be one of the ladies for the challenge, click this post or link here.
Okay, so awesome. you're going to see hundreds of those because I just tuned your RAS to it, right?
Yeah.
So if you can now envision a giant hand with a stamp, you know, like the no smoking sign, like the circle with the line through it? If you could picture a giant hand stamping it, like, don't pay attention to this. That's what you're doing to people with this message. They'll see that ad and they go, boom, Tammy said beware. Don't pay attention to it. So you're just creating an awesome filter, and then the more they see it, the more they're driven to you because they're going to go, well, this seems tempting, but no, she has a secret. Now, this seems that. Let me find out what the secret is. So, yeah, you guys will all start to see this now. And by the way, it's going to really happen after Thanksgiving. So we're, you know, we're barely there. But yeah, I'm glad you found that, Tammy. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You'll see that message everywhere. You know, again, I don't know. I didn't take it, steal it, borrow it from anybody. I came up with the hook when I was doing a lot of TV radio shows, and I had some PR agents and, you know, came up with that idea, and it worked really well. It got me on a record number of shows. But that was a lot of years ago. And since then, you know, things just kind of spread organically. Other people heard the hook. Other people used the hook. Other people heard the other people used the hook. And now it's so overdone that even the companies that sell stock postcards to the health clubs have postcards that say that. So now the health club doesn't even have to think. They just, you know, they look at the web page and they go, I'll take this one. You know, we'll do a 60,000 piece mailing, and the postcard says, lose weight, feel great over the holidays. So it's so widespread that now I'm saying to you, be the anti of that. When somebody gets that in the mail, you want them to look at it and go, oh no, this is one of those people, one of those postcards that Patrick warned me about. They're trying to take my money. I better call Patrick. And as silly as that may sound, that's what you're doing from a mindset perspective.
And
right? Remember what I said about
this? So powerful. This is great.
Yeah.
Because you're getting people before they make the fitness attempt. Then let them do the fitness attempt. Let them do the $20 boot camp for the month or...
No, Patrick, they won't even do it. They won't even do it.
So?
No, I think most of these people wouldn't have even paid attention to the postcard, but now they will because you warned them about it. So it's just like I said, you know, if I told you if you go to New York City and you go to Central Park, watch out for the squirrels because they kill people. You're going to notice every single squirrel. Right? New Yorkers don't notice the squirrels because they're like part of the landscape.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
What you're doing. You're just saying, notice this because it's dangerous. And you'll see, they notice it. Like the EEM says, you got to catch this. You got to catch this. So they'll see it, but they'll be afraid to act on it. And now they have to know the secret.
That's
and
great.
There's no other time of year we can do something with this kind of power.
Now, when should the ads be up and everything running? Like, what do you think? Like,
ideally, the Monday... Ideally, the Monday after Thanksgiving.
After, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's when people are in it. That's when people are feeling like, I blew it. There's nothing I can do. So all of the advertisers and marketers know that they have a vulnerable market. So that's when they use up the bulk of their advertising budget is right after Thanksgiving. Before Thanksgiving, there's huge marketing for Black Friday, so everything else just gets kind of lost in the mix. Supplement companies will market Black Friday. Fitness apparel, fitness equipment companies will market Black Friday. But the big marketing for the lose weight happens the Monday after Thanksgiving.
So a quick question, Phil. Like, so if we come up with an ad or something, we put it on Facebook or you know, whatever, or even a video or whatever it is, warning people about this, like what's that next step, driving to an article? Basically, or like, you know what I'm saying? The ad says, beware. All these companies are putting,
this is up to
like,
you.
Where do you
this
want
is
them
up
to go next?
This is up to you.
Drip into your article, your newsletter, and then you
this
get
is
them
up to you.
After that? Okay.
I'm going to try to answer. This is up to you. If I'm working with a regional health club and they ask me that same question, we want it to go to a call center or we want to capture their email address purely because of the volume, right? But if you're up for this, you know, there was a time that you didn't give out your cell phone number. Like, you only gave it to certain people because it was private. But really, let's be honest, today telemarketers get your cell phone number. So, and it might even make sense to get a different number if you want for this campaign. Just get a, you know, another phone and get an AT&T plan for a month. But I think in your case, Patrick, the best thing to do, no pretense. You don't have to pretend you're a big company. You know, use some of your rock star trainer pictures. The call to action should be, call Patrick, he's only sharing a secret with 12 people, you know, something like that. And get the phone call, because the whole idea is to connect them with you. And I think a part of what you've done in the past is you've always thought of that, you know, let me get them to this, I'm going to meet them in the street, then I'm going to put them on my mailing list, and I'm going to send them my newsletter. It should just, you should be talking to them. So you want them to call, and they'll be a little tentative, you know, and they go, I'm calling for Patrick, the rock star trainer. Yeah, this is Patrick, and they'll be a little nervous, you know. Oh, you know, I saw your Facebook post, and I saw an ad that said I can lose weight with a diet, you know, and there it is. That's your opportunity.
Mm. One question, what happens if, like, say it's like a fitness trainer or some sort of fitness product, they wind up calling, checking out, like, who is this freaking guy? I'm going to call him just to see. How would
so
you,
what?
If they ask questions or whatever. because I want to tell them what I know. You know what I mean? I don't want our information to get out.
Well, what do you mean? If they're spying on you? Or if they call and they go, you know, hey.
Let's play devil's advocate. Phil, you put an ad out at their Facebook. You have all the companies. Everyone's lying to you. And Phil, all right, that's kind of what this is about. You do not. I'm going over to a health club or whatever. I'm going to call Phil up. Yeah, sorry, I saw your ad on Facebook, you know, and curious about losing weight and what you're, why you're seeing people lying. What do you think about it? You know, I'm looking to lose 15, 20 pounds or whatever. And they try to play the role of the client. How would you...
Well, to tell you the truth, Patrick, if they do a good job, I won't know they're not a client, so that may happen. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to approach it with suspicion, but I'm not lying. There's nothing that I'm going to say that will get me in trouble. I've learned I will never say, don't spend money on Jenny Craig. I will never say that.
I would not.
Everything I say is factual.
Okay, right.
So if I say to you, one of the things about the Jenny Craig program is they don't address the endocrine issues, and they don't address the cellular issues that may really contribute to weight loss resistance. If I say that, then I don't care if the lawyers for Jenny Craig call me. They don't. It's blatantly honest.
Gotcha.
And by the way, you know, having had a radio show, I've gotten many of those. I've gotten in threatening letters from attorneys because they said I said things about companies. Thankfully, every radio show is recorded. I said what I said. They heard what they heard. So as long as you're telling the truth, who cares?
Got it.
Okay? Anyone else? Any thoughts? Any comments? Any questions? All right. So, you know, for the next 2 weeks and between now and the next call, I'm telling you I'm available to you guys. I do have some trips coming up. I'm going to be in Scottsdale the better part of next week and through the weekend. But if you call, I will absolutely call you back. Because if you want to benefit from this campaign, I want you to. And what I'm telling you is you can spend $1,500, where some companies who want to figure this out professionally and retain a consultant, they're going to pay tens of thousands of dollars. So give it some thought. If it interests you, contact me. If it doesn't, that's fine. You know, we go on with our next call. And April, I'd encourage you to just think carefully. You know, take some of your quiet time and just think about what I said. And if it does create tension and rub you the wrong way and you go, no, I just want to be done. I want to walk away from it. Then do that, because you got to trust that inner voice and you got to trust your gut, and you're very good at that. But I've also known you to emotionally react at times, and I just want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. All right? And Patrick, for you, if you're going to really run with this campaign,
definitely,
this could kick off 2016 really just being a landmark year for you. Money that you've never smelled can come to you through personal training if you really want to start it now. Okay?
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, guys. Until we speak again, be better, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.